This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump heading west to give the commencement speech at the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado later today. As he leaves the White House, the president tells reporters former FBI Chief Robert Mueller never should have been allowed to lead the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election.
I think he's totally conflicted because, as you know, he wanted to be the FBI director, and I said no. As you know, I had a business dispute with him after he left the FBI. We had a business dispute. Not a nice one. He wasn't happy with what I did.
The president calling the probe the biggest harassment of a president ever. First-time claims for unemployment benefits up last week. The Labor Department says around 215,000 U.S. workers filed initial claims. That's up 3,000 from the week before. But in line with economists' predictions, and this is USA Radio News.
Aspen Dental is giving away free dental care to thousands of veterans, and with more on that is Dr. Anita Imawandi, a Director of Clinical Support and Charitable Giving. Thanks for coming on, Doctor. This is such a great program. Why do veterans, more than any other segment of the population, have the need for low-cost or free dental care?
Thank you for asking, and thanks for having me. For our veterans, our nation veterans, what we know is that for many of them, they're not eligible for dental benefits through the Veterans Administration, unless they're 100% disabled, have sustained a service-related injury to their mouth, or they were a prisoner of war. And so for our doctors at Aspen Dental, they wanted to do something about that, and that was in launching the Healthy Mouth Movement to help provide that necessary care for the veterans through programs like Day of Service. For more information, they can call 1-844-277-3646, or they can log on to healthymouthmovement.com.
Tornadoes just keep twisting from the nation's midsection to the mid-Atlantic, with about 20 reported yesterday, most of them affecting Texas, Iowa, Illinois, and Oklahoma. One person was killed by a tornado in Kansas. And while there were no tornadoes, there were 90-mile-an-hour winds from a severe storm in the Baltimore, Maryland area, where this resident says,
"This is the first time that I was ever so scared that I was like, we have to go in the basement. We've got a shelter in place."
There's a risk for more severe weather today, including tornado-like in Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and New Jersey. Lawyers for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange say he is too ill to appear even by video link for an extradition hearing that was scheduled for today. Assange is in a London prison being held for conspiracy to commit computer intrusion. The U.S. has requested the extradition of Assange to face charges of compromising classified information. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The Wall Street Journal claims the White House took extraordinary steps to keep the USS John McCain hidden during President Trump's state visit to Japan. The newspaper says it has a copy of an email ordering Navy and Air Force officials to keep the ship named after the late Arizona senator out of sight. To do so, they hung a tarp over the ship's name. Trump, who has often criticized Senator McCain, tweeted on Wednesday, quote, "I was not informed about anything having to do with the Navy ship USS John S. McCain during my recent visit to Japan." SpaceX is still looking to launch astronauts to the International Space Station before the end of this year. This despite a spacecraft exploding on the launch pad just over a month ago. That setback caused the destruction of the company's Crew Dragon vehicle, but no one was on board at the time, luckily. The spacecraft made a successful unmanned flight to the ISS in March, and SpaceX is hoping to start manned test flights again soon, taking into account what engineers learned from that explosion. And James Holzhauer's Jeopardy winning streak continues, Wednesday's episode marking the 30th straight win for the professional sports gambler from Las Vegas. As it stands now, he's less than $200,000 shy of Jeopardy legend Ken Jennings' record earnings. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Oh, these pains, my neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code, SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, I'll tell you, we got a country to save here, and nobody said it was going to be easy. The deep state is deep, it is broad, clearly, and it is no doubt a battle worth fighting. I mean, this is our modern era battle and revolution that is taking place within our country. That is clear. Sadly, Bob Mueller, and for some, not surprised, whether it was Sidney Powell and others, the line is long and it's rather distinguished. Alan Horowitz as well, the great professor and law professor, just disappointed that Bob Mueller would do what he did in charming the waters for the Democrats so that, it would open the door wide open even further on this whole issue of impeachment. I mean, what did he say that was all that new other than all of a sudden the OLC came into play, which, Bill Barr had asked him repeatedly with a room full of people. The OLC is off the table, right? This was inconsequential. We didn't even consider it. This is our report, but yet yesterday in his statement, all of a sudden the OLC comes into play. And this, I guess is a little bit of leverage and wedge the door a little bit for Democrats to say, we've got to move forward with impeachment like that. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi trying to do everything she can. Some people give her a lot of credit in trying to, trying to tamp it down and see if she can control it. Because meanwhile, the Democratic Party is making hay while the sun shines. In the words of Barack Obama, or maybe it was David Axelrod, who said that we cannot let any good crisis go to waste. And the Democrats are not letting this crisis go to waste. This is a crisis of their own doing. Now, keep in mind, all right? They are fundraising to no end. They continue to tribalize this country and put us all in our respective corners to where you either vehemently believe Bob Mueller or you vehemently disbelieve Bob Mueller. There's no in between. And the reason that there's no in between is because we are violating our First Amendment right of free speech. Not to mention that the media is violating the rule of a free press. Because a free press is a free press. It's not a prejudiced press. You don't have freedom of the press so that you can send out propaganda when the country believes that the press is here to document history and to do the people's bidding to hold our government accountable. They're not holding our government accountable. They have sided with the government. They have sided with one party over the ideal of the great American experiment. And this is why you have the America that we have today and why everybody is so frustrated. And what's going to happen? What needs to happen for the bubble to burst here so that we can finally, you know, lance this infection once and for all and get down to it? Maybe we need more fussing and fighting. But meanwhile, we're losing time here. It is a very expensive proposition. You know, for all that's going on with China, and I keep saying this, but you've got to make hay while the sun shines. You know, I have been a businessman most of my life. And yes, I've been in broadcasting, but business has been a mainstay for me, even at an early age. And this is a basic principle of business, is that you have to know when to sow and when to reap. And right now we have a great opportunity to reap. We're reaping some to the degree that our GDP last time was up, 3.2%, at a time and at a season when, you know, the brain trust of the previous administration, including President Obama, said, you know, we'd be lucky. You know, 1.8, 2.0 GDP, that's the best we can do. Donald Trump knows no end to that. Chris Garcia joins us now, and Chris is the CEO of Vicker Financial, former senior Trump official at the U.S. Commerce Department. Chris, you and I have talked about this before, is that we are losing opportunity for all this fussing and fighting, where if we had people in agreement here, we would be a long way down the road in solving the China trade issues, the USMCA, our trade with Japan, and so many opportunities that would all but just pay incredible dividends to we the people, are we not?
Yeah, Bill. I mean, so first of all, great to be back as always. I think that one really key point that you make is that business people know inherently, and I think really anybody with common sense, Bill, realizes that you've got to sow and reap. I'd say, yes, we're reaping now, but we're also sowing at a time when we have a roaring hot economy. We've got to make the investments in stabilizing these trade deals, making these equitable trade agreements actually enforceable so that we can really prepare not just the future generation, but generations after that for more success. If we don't come together as Democrats, Republicans, as independents, just as Americans, we're going to continue to be divided by foreign threats like China. So I think that it's a really key takeaway here that even with all of the Mueller talk, you know, this is probably the most important issue at hand right now is the rivalry with China.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just and to me, Chris, every day is lost opportunity here. We should be further down the road. I mean, look at the numbers: unemployment, Black America, Hispanics. I mean, it's absolutely stellar. And here it is. You think if we had a little bit of cooperation and we got outside of all this fussing and impeachment talk and everything, the compromise of this president that we are being subjected to, what could our GDP be looking at? How much better could we be doing, you know, in terms of infrastructure? God forbid that we would actually do something about health care as well, right?
Yeah, and I mean, these are just distractions. You think about some of the commentary has been, well, you know, this opens the door for impeachment. And you hear the counterpoint that, well, actually, it plays right into the hand for Trump's reelection chances in 2020. You know, he's got a stronger case, just like Clinton had when he was impeached. You know, Americans will coalesce behind him. But all of that ignores completely the fact that the point you just made, which is that it's a complete distraction.
Exactly.
And we're actually making zero progress as a country.
Right.
I had a chance to fly back from Vienna, Austria, and I had a layover in Istanbul, Turkey, mm-hmm. the new airport there in Istanbul. And I was shocked, Bill, at how mm-hmm. beautiful that airport was in Turkey.
Yes.
It looks better than LAX, JFK, mm-hmm. Reagan, Dulles. I mean, it looked better than any airport that I had seen in the United States. And it's those kinds of investments that will ultimately, when you're talking about infrastructure investment, that will make the U.S. more productive in the long run. So, it's not just like President Trump said, during the campaign, you know, it's an eyesore. It's actually,
right.
You know, better functionality, invest in infrastructure, and straighten these things out.
Well, especially in light of today's attacks, you know, to our grid, our infrastructure, and that sort of thing that we are very vulnerable to. I mean, we saw what happened in the 2016 election, but I'm afraid for all this, I'm just frustrated, I guess is a better word, that instead of being about the people's business to, you know, secure these areas, we want to, you know, fuss over this, and meanwhile, we're wasting time and leaving ourselves more vulnerable, and oh yeah, by the way, we've got another election just around the corner. So,
yeah.
We've got more from Chris Garcia after this. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We are live at 15 after the top of the hour.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Bill Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Phil Martinez live.
But let me tell you, every time, you know, ever since the Russian thing here, you know, I'm real sensitive about speaking French and Russian, and I try not to do it, but subconsciously it gets the better part of me, so, you know, we just have to be careful. Chris Garcia, CEO of Vicker Financial Inc. and a former senior Trump official, continues with us. Chris, with the economy booming as it is, on every turn, and as you know, I'm very sensitive about bifurcating our country, because I believe that we are the United States of America. Our team jersey says USA. The Democrats and those progressives would like to continue to bifurcate us and tribalize us, whether we're talking about these various groups. So sometimes we have to address it because the mainstream media has broken it down. But the fact of the matter is those on the left are panicking right now because of Donald Trump's success in these various demographies. He went to black America, says, what have you got to lose? Give me a chance. Hispanics, he said the same thing. And the proof is in the pudding. You know, as Alfredo Ortiz in The Hill reported, and I saw that you retweeted this, that Hispanics are still thriving with economic growth of the Trump era. And Democrats, this is absolutely driving them nuts. And as one operative said, the only way to beat Donald Trump in 2020 is to impeach him.
I mean, if you can't play fair, right, you do it crooked. And I mean, this is probably the greatest existential threat to the United States right now, is the division being sown by these polar leftists, you know, within the Democratic Party. You saw just recently Congresswoman Omar say that Hispanics couldn't meet you know, the new immigration criteria because Hispanics, or Latinos, I should say, couldn't meet merit-based standards of immigration. I mean, talk about a blatant racist statement. She
exactly
deleted that tweet. Mm-hmm. But right now we've got such a prosperous time in the United States that it's important that we coalesce and really build a unified front against some of the bad players in the world. China. Let's take a look at China. I mean, just, you know, we need to get this USMCA trade agreement passed. That's going to prioritize Americans. That's going to strengthen labor provisions for Americans, right? Because it's about America first.
Right.
We've got Canada making a move, you know, the Canadian Parliament making a move before the House is, before Pelosi calls a vote to ratify. You know, but that would strengthen us. That would strengthen our position against China. That would boost our GDP. We're going to ultimately see a much more prosperous country. Because right now what's going to happen, Bill, is China's going to try to run the clock out on the Trump presidency.
Exactly.
They're hoping to find a new president in 2020 that will go soft, that will sell out, just like the last three administrations did. But we cannot allow that to happen, and we've got to unite behind the president to make sure that it does.
Well, we know that China, about as much as we do know that Russia did what they could do to influence the 2016 election. I'm not convinced what Mueller had concluded, because there's no proof in this. And, of course, the evidence is missing for him to come up with that conclusion, I believe, in saying that Russia wanted, they had, their man that they had picked to win the presidency was Donald Trump. Reason would tell you that doesn't make sense, because they were having their way with Hillary Clinton and the Obama administration. They wanted, right, based on the success that they had with that administration, they wanted a third and fourth season of that administration to continue. Why would they want Donald Trump?
Yeah, no, I mean, this is the first president who's actually made good on a threat of tariffs. Again,
yes.
Tariffs, we understand, are taxes. Nobody likes taxes. This is not a long-term strategy. But everything else hasn't worked in the past, Bill.
Right.
Diplomacy hasn't worked. Extended negotiations haven't worked. Going to the WTO hasn't worked. And on the WTO note, China is talking about using rare earth minerals as a weapon,
right,
banning the sale of rare earth minerals to the United States. That would be a complete violation of WTO obligations. So, you know, they continue to show that they do not want want to play by the rules. And I think at some point we're going to have to ask ourselves, does that mean we have to, too?
Right.
You fight fire with fire.
Well, and the other thing, too, you've got some saber rattling coming out of China where you have hard leftists are saying, hey, we're getting ready for war. I mean, whoa, slow down here.
Yeah.
You know, but this is, again, when you have these kind of discussions that go on, you risk that, you know, somebody's going to lose their skull and do something rather regrettable. But unfortunately, you know, the Democrats and the leftist Democrats are not helping the cause here, because we could have been down the road in resolving this if we had already had the USMCA. We already had Japan, agreement with Japan. Now, you know, what are the chances? I mean, you know, China's going to say, hey, these guys are serious. We better get our act together. But as you say, they're running the clock right now because Nancy Pelosi et al., they're signaling to the Chinese, hey, look, there could be a new sheriff in town, you know. Hold step. We'll deal with this, right?
And what a stain that would be, Bill. That's exactly right. That's exactly accurate. That's precisely what any foreign intelligence or foreign government would interpret by these actions that Pelosi has taken along with the House Democrats. The thought that you would remove a sitting president that has been found guilty of nothing.
Right.
It is just absurd, but the fact that they have tried to, you know, relitigate the election continuously since President Trump has been in office is just a testament to how difficult his job has been and how successful he's been in those kind of insurmountable odds. But that's exactly right. It's a complete hindrance to moving forward as a nation in a unified front. I mean, we have to remember that we're Americans first. We just had Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not forget the brave men and women that have sacrificed and paid the ultimate sacrifice, given their lives to make sure that we live this beautiful, wonderful lifestyle that we have. And we cannot allow this partisan bickering led by Democrats, unfortunately, to get in the way of our prosperity, and not just for ourselves, but for our children and our children's children.
Well, sadly, Chris, and I got to tell you, and this is hard to speak of, but people need to understand what is happening in the Democratic Party. And that is, and according to Trevor Loudon and other researchers, the Democratic Party has been infiltrated. And I want people to get this, and this may sound harsh, but they've been infiltrated with people who are very un-American. They do not believe and respect, you know, the deaths of 1.1 million Americans who believe so much, as you referenced, believe so much in this country that they put their lives on the line. They sacrificed their lives. The Gold Star families who continue to live with the memory of, you know, lost dreams of their loved ones who gave it all. And I believe that is incumbent upon us in a very powerful way to do what we can to hold to this, you know, American dream, and to fight off the resistance. The fact of the matter is that, and I know it's hard for people to understand, but we have, according to Trevor Loudon, over 100 card-carrying Democratic Socialists, which, you know, that's just a euphemism for communists. And they have infiltrated our government, and I know it sounds rather McCarthyistic, but, you know, at some point you got to call it for what it is and say, okay, otherwise, why are we having this kind of resistance and this kind of obliteration of the rule of law and respect for our U.S. Constitution that is on full display in our government today?
Could not agree. I couldn't have said it any better myself, Bill. I mean, we have to remember, like you say, that which jersey we wear. We're yes. Americans first. There's something special about that. There's a reason why people fight and claw their way to get to the United States any way they can. It's because of this beautiful experiment that we led, that our founding fathers led. And it's honestly up to us. I mean, it's up to every American. You know, it doesn't matter if you've got a position of power or just you're just an average Joe. It's
well,
up to us.
Well, as Ronald Reagan put it so well, Chris, he says, this is nothing that is passed in the bloodstream. This is something that we have to be very vigilant, this American way of life and the American dream. And we've got to fight on for it right now and understand that, hey, look, it's not easy. But others have paid that ultimate price, and so we must follow their lead. Chris Garcia on Bill Martinez from Vicker Financial. Chris, thank you so much for being with us.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump heading west to give the commencement speech at the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado later today. As he leaves the White House, the president tells reporters former FBI Chief Robert Mueller never should have been allowed to lead the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election.
I think he's totally conflicted because, as you know, he wanted to be the FBI director and I said no. As you know, I had a business dispute with him after he left the FBI. We had a business dispute. Not a nice one. He wasn't happy with what I did.
The president calling the probe the biggest harassment of a president ever. First-time claims for unemployment benefits up last week. The Labor Department says around 215,000 U.S. workers filed initial claims. That's up 3,000 from the week before. But in line with economists' predictions, and this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. Did you know of the top 10 reasons an employee stays at a company for more than 2 years, the seventh reason is the pay or the salary? The first six reasons have nothing to do with money. Things like they feel part of a team, they know they belong, their voice is heard, they're respected. Also, employees go through five phases within a couple days to 6 months of any new position. Excitement, education, reality, doubt, then clarity. Did you know it's a manager's job to walk them to clarity as fast as possible? If you need to know these fundamental principles, If you need to know these fundamental principles, I can't say this. This is awesome. This is like a blooper roll. Hey, you know what? If you need tips and techniques like this to grow your business today, you got to check out door number one of Income Store. If you just need somebody to literally hold your hand and get you to the finish line, check out door number two of IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
You have no idea what is upon us now.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent. Yeah, turn it up. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I know we're just getting through graduation and everything, look, the beat goes on, as they say, and it should come as no surprise that summer is the perfect time to get organized for, college application process in the fall. Free from the responsibilities of the school year, students and parents can focus on finding the right college, right? The road to college can be confusing, but the new College Board Opportunity Scholarships provide a unique roadmap that lays out six simple steps all students can take to get to college. And here to tell us all about it is the Executive Director of Scholarship Strategy at the College Board, Priscilla Rodriguez. Priscilla, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. Summertime planning, we do not talk about planning in general life, in our general lives, but planning is so important, and especially when it comes to preparing for college, right?
Absolutely, yes. Applying to college can be a pretty complex process and one that has a bunch of different steps that kind of need to be done at specific times. And so, we want to make sure that students and families know what those steps are and know when they need to take them so that they don't accidentally miss out, which could impact their ability to go to college.
And Priscilla, these aren't just stab in the dark steps. I mean, these are steps that have been proven that through experience, we know that the kids that follow these steps are more successful, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah. So we developed this new scholarship program called the College Board Opportunity Scholarship, which is really about just this. So it's about putting together a college plan, a step-by-step plan, and a scholarship program. So combining the fact that we know that students and families want to have a roadmap or a plan for the complex college application process, and the fact that we know that students and families across the country are worried about how they're going to pay for college. So the College Board Opportunity Scholarship Program brings those two things together and focuses students on six key steps. And as you said, these are the steps that data and research show can make all the difference in a student's ability to even apply to college and then apply to colleges that are a really good fit for them.
So what can our students do to make the most of the summer so that, you know, they can make some headway for the college planning process here, Priscilla?
Yeah, we know. I'm sure students are heading into the summer, you know, excited for a little bit of free time, but it is a really good chance for students and families to get organized and make sure that they're on track. So I would say there's really two main things that students should focus on, and they happen to be the first two steps of the College Board Opportunity Scholarship Program. Mm-hmm. So the first is having students research colleges, so starting to think about where they might want to go and what they're looking for in a college. And there's a free college planning resource called bigfuture.org that students and families can use to do that research, search for schools by different criteria like size, location, majors, and start essentially saving a list of colleges that they're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second thing that students can do over the summer, and again, this is the second step of the College Board Opportunity Scholarship Program, mm-hmm. is practicing for the SAT and
right.
even considering taking the SAT on August 24th so that they don't have it hanging over their heads when they go back to school.
Right.
But when it comes to practice, which is really important with the SAT, we partnered just a few years ago with Khan Academy to develop official SAT practice, mm-hmm. which is a free online practice resource that helps students with a personalized practice plan, helps them know where they're strong and where they need to dust off their skills and their knowledge, and allows them to focus their really valuable time on those areas mm-hmm. so that they can improve their score.
I wish I'd have had this. This is such a great idea. I mean, the technology, right?
Yeah.
This is absolutely brilliant. And the thing is, people should understand, and the kids should understand, I mean, we're not talking an eight-hour day. When we talk about practice, it's practice. You got to be dedicated, set some time aside for it, you know, whether it's daily or a couple of times a week, and that sort of, you know, you've got to set up a plan and be intentional about it, and it will pay a dividend for you, will it not?
Oh, absolutely. And I love that you framed it that way. I mean, in some ways I like to think about it, you know, we practice for lots of things in our lives. I was an athlete in high school. I practiced soccer and basketball. And as you said, sometimes it was 10 minutes of shooting free throws, and sometimes it was a 1 or 2 hour, you know, practice session.
Right.
It's the same with the SAT. This is the SAT tests what students learn in high school and what they need to know for college.
Mm-hmm.
And so by using tools like official SAT practice, students can do practice in short little snippets, a few minutes here or there from their phone, just do a few practice problems, or they can sit down and take a full-length practice exam, which, by the way, is a good thing to do, so you don't walk in cold, unfamiliar
right.
with kind of the format of the full SAT. But, yes, this shouldn't be daunting to students. Just a few minutes a day, a few hours a week can make a really big difference in their scores.
Priscilla, I like also that you talk about building a college list, and building that college list, it really engages your imagination because you really get in, you study the college, you understand who their mascot is, some of the history, and you begin to imagine yourself on that campus in a different sort of way because of this list that you've built up, and this will help you determine, you know, where you want to end up, right?
Absolutely. And that's, I would say, this process of exploring and researching and frankly kind of dreaming about
yes.
the kind of college that you want to go to is mm-hmm. something that it's never too early to start. So it's mm-hmm. a great conversation for students and their parents to start having really at any point in high school, but certainly they should get more intentional as they get into junior and senior year. But as you said, I mean, they may discover colleges they didn't know about. And that's mm-hmm. where that resource I mentioned earlier, bigfuture.org, can be so helpful because students can kind of filter by factors that matter to them, which might be how close or far the college is relative to their home, might be majors, might be sports teams, might be all kinds of, you know, do they have fraternities, sororities, all kinds of factors. And then that tool can help recommend colleges like the ones they're looking at. And that kind of helps them explore ones that they may not know about.
Let's talk about the College Board Opportunity Scholarships. How does that program work?
Sure. So, so as I mentioned, it's a six-step scholarship program. Mm-hmm. And so what it does is it lays out these six key actions that students should take, three during junior year of high school, three during senior year of high school. By taking each one of the steps, students earn chances at scholarships that range from $500 to $2,000. Mm. And then for the students who do all six of the steps over the course of those 2 years, they're eligible for one of the $40,000 scholarships that we'll be awarding. And I want to mention that the scholarship program is open to all students across the country. So these are it doesn't matter what your GPA or your SAT score is. It doesn't matter what your kind of family's financial situation is. And there is no essay or application. So the doors to this program, if you will, are open to students across the country currently right now for students in the class of 2020. So those are students who are juniors in high school right now, about to be seniors after the summer. We'll introduce new years as it goes on.
Mm-hmm. So as you say in your junior year, you want to build the college list, you want to practice for the SAT, improve your SAT scores, right, for junior year?
Absolutely.
And then for the senior year, what do you want to do? What do you want to focus on?
Yep, senior year, the three steps are what we call strengthening your college list. So that's kind of going back to the list you created junior year. Hopefully it's a list you've been working on and editing. But in senior year, to be eligible for that scholarship, it's about kind of refining the list. The bigfuture.org tool helps you do that, but helps you create kind of a balanced portfolio of schools that you're going to apply to. The second of the steps for senior year is filling out the FAFSA, that's F-A-F-S-A, which is the government form that a student and family need to fill out in order to be able to access financial aid. That is critical, and many, many families, unfortunately, don't do that each year and leave tons of money on the table. So that's a really important step. And then the last of the senior year steps is applying to college. So just by applying to colleges, students can earn a chance at a $1,000 scholarship.
Well, we're talking with Priscilla Rodriguez, Executive Director of Scholarship Strategy at the College Board. These are great ideas here, Priscilla. And as we said, this is all brought about through experience. This is a proven plan that continues to, give us the results that we want for our kids here. So where can they go for more information?
Sure. So students and families can go to the College Board Opportunity Scholarship website, which is cb.org/opportunity. And I just want to mention June 30th is kind of the first important deadline for students in the class of 2020. They want to join the program and do that first step, create your first college list by June 30th so that they can stay in the running for the $40,000 scholarship.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrencies continue to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time, and guess what? You got it, cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Crypto Profit banner.
This report is brought to you by Aspen Dental. Nearly 150 million Americans didn't go to the dentist last year. Barriers like cost and lack of insurance can often prevent regular dental visits. This is especially challenging for many U.S. military veterans who are not eligible for dental benefits through the Veterans Administration unless they are 100% disabled, have a service-related mouth injury, or were a prisoner of war. Aspen Dental is working to close the gap for those veterans who have not previously been able to access dental care through its Healthy Mouth Movement. Dr. Anita Imadamwani, Director of Clinical Support and Charitable Giving.
Since launching in 2014, the Healthy Mouth Movement has served over 22,000 veterans across the U.S. We're so proud to serve the men and women who have served our country.
On Saturday, June 8, 2019, more than 450 Aspen Dental offices will open their doors to provide free dental care to thousands of veterans. Veterans can call 1-844-277-3646 to find a participating office.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Talk about where we're going. Before we get lost, let me out first. Can't get what we do without knowing. I've never felt like this.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Rachel Brevard is with us right now. Rachel, of course, is the Senior Director of Policy at the Consumer Partnership Institute. Rachel, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, in the midst of all this bickering and the chumming of the waters for impeachment by Robert Mueller. Thank you very much. Let's talk about the real business of the government here. You wrote about Chip Roy, God forbid, wanting to debate a $19 billion spending bill. I guess, you know, when it's not your money, I guess, hey, what's, you know, you're already at $22 trillion. What's another $1 trillion? We'll just keep adding to it, right?
Yeah, that seems to be the prevailing attitude. But keep in mind that Congressman Roy just wanted to debate this bill. This was a bill that the Senate passed late last week before they went home, before kicking it over to the House, after all the House members, nearly all of them, had gone home for a week-long vacation. And Speaker Pelosi put this on the floor of the House, $19 billion, and expected it to pass without any debate and without a vote. She expected it to go by unanimous consent. So Congressman Roy got up and exercised his right to say, no, I actually think we should debate and vote on this bill. And the response, as you pointed out, has been to act like the entire city is burning down because a congressman wanted to have a vote.
Yes. And Rachel, explain to our audience, because, well, you know, D.C. being what it is, and there's rules of parliamentary procedure and the rules of the House and what happened and why Nancy Pelosi was able to put this forth and just leave it up for unanimous consent as opposed to going through its normal process.
Well, consent is always an option, you know, on non-controversial measures. And that's basically the process by which all House members say, hey, we agree with this. We don't feel the need to have a vote because we all say okay. Mm-hmm. But that's not the case with this bill. And when you have a unanimous consent process, members always have the ability to object.
And that's what you saw Congressman Roy do. He said, no, actually, I know you want me to consent, but I would like to have a vote. I would like to have a debate and a vote because this is $19 billion, because I want to talk about where this money is going, because we may have amendments to this. And for that, he's been roundly shunned by Greater Washington. Although I would point out, at any point, Speaker Pelosi could bring the Congress back into session. They are on a recess right now. They are on a vacation. She could bring them back to session and say, okay, you want to vote? Then fine, we're all going to come back from vacation and vote and pass this bill. She's not going to do that because she's, you know, pillaring Congressman Roy for wanting to have a vote, but they don't want it bad enough to actually, you know, get off their couches and come do it.
Well, exactly. I mean, look, she's in the leadership position, and so how dare Congressman Roy do this? And, of course, the way the Senate passed the bill, they made sure so that the leader could swallow this, that there was nothing involved with the border security and the chaos that's going down in our southern border.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point that's not getting a lot of attention, and that is that the president, you know, a couple weeks ago sent a supplemental request to Congress and said, look, I need money not to really even build a wall or do any of that. I need money for humanitarian purposes. I need money for sick kids, trafficked women, and congressional Democrats won't give it to him. And this is something the mainstream media has refused to hold Democrats accountable for. But this is strictly humanitarian funding for, again, unaccompanied minors, so kids coming here alone. And in many cases, women who've been trafficked and sexually assaulted.
Exactly.
And these are congressional Democrats standing in the way of that.
Yeah, and by the way, we just had another young man die at our border, right?
That's right, and that's exactly what they need this money for. The border's overwhelmed, and I think finally even the New York Times will admit this, that we are seeing huge numbers of crossers. The Customs and Border Patrol do not have the funds available to care for these people, and that is the money the congressional Democrats are blocking for solely political, craven purposes, and no one's calling them on it, except for Chip Roy.
Right, exactly. And this is the thing that's so frustrating, because the everyday American looks at this and says, wait, what is going on? I mean, all this resistance, and meanwhile, the Democrats would want you to believe that they can chew gum and walk at the same time, and all they keep demonstrating to us is that they can only chew gum. They can't walk at the same time.
Yeah, and I think what they're demonstrating here is that they will put the welfare of women and children at the border, they will put that below their political games with President Trump. Mm-hmm. They do not want to give the president any kind of cooperation at all, and so they will allow kids to suffer at the border. They will not give the Customs Border Patrol the resources necessary, because that would mean they'd have to work with the president. So this is Trump derangement syndrome to a very damaging and dangerous degree, but that is now the policy of the Democrat Party.
Well, clearly, and ironically, this is the very thing that Hillary Clinton had projected upon the Republicans, and in particular Donald Trump, that, you know, that Republicans would not accept the decision of the electorate. And it is the Democrats, ironically, that aren't accepting it. And their solution is, look, we're going to slow walk. We're going to do everything we can to impede anything that this president is doing. And, well, I'll tell you, they're really looking bad, because you consider economically what is happening to this country, at 3.2 GDP, all-time low unemployment, and all the different demographic sectors that make up America today. And, you know, as one Democrat said, well, the only way to beat him is to impeach him, get him out of there altogether, because that's the only way they see the success of Donald Trump's administration so formidable that the only way they can, you know, win in 2020 is to impeach him.
That's right. And, you know, it's an interesting tug of war right now in the Democrat Party between their leadership, who I think sees the political perils of impeachment, mm-hmm. and this incredibly progressive base that is continuing to capture much of the Democrat Party, saying we absolutely need to impeach him. So there's a tug of war going on in the Democrat Party. I think the prevailing wisdom says impeachment will be good for Donald Trump, because there's a great big part of the country wants to move on from this.
Right.
And if Democrats, you know, forsake legislating and policymaking in favor of this political witch hunt,
I don't think it's going to help them in 2020, but that's a matter for them to decide.
Well, the people, according to polls, as you point to, Rachel, have said enough's enough here. I mean, $65 million plus, you know, between the investigation, between special counsel, the House and Senate investigations, that was as of last year. So I'm sure it's higher than that, but at least $65 million have been expended on this. And, there's no collusion. And the thing is that's so ironic to me is they want to pin this on Donald Trump, and he wasn't president at the time. Last time I checked, I think it was Barack Obama, was it not?
That's right. This is something that they're going to have to work out for themselves. But I got to tell you, if they go down this political witch hunt road, it is probably going to backfire on them the same way we saw it backfire on Republicans when they did this to Bill Clinton.
Exactly. And meanwhile, we're wasting time. I mean, we've got serious issues, whether it's the border or our trade with China, you know, confirming the USMCA. We also have a Japan trade deal. I mean, all this stuff. I mean, some of this stuff, the USMCA is already all but done. You know, we just need approval from the House. And of course, right now, they're not about to, quote unquote, give Donald Trump a win. And I'm saying, look, it has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It has everything to do with America. How about giving America a win?
That's, I think, another really good point. Again, it goes to show you how much the Democrat Party has evolved on this issue, because the revised USMCA is good for American workers. It prioritizes American workers and American goods. These used to be bread and butter issues for Democrats, but now they are so opposed to Donald Trump that Nancy Pelosi has flat out said she's going to slow walk approval of this trade agreement in the House because she does not want to give President Donald Trump a win. Apparently, Democrats no longer prioritize American workers. They
right.
just want to defeat Donald Trump. And this is the state of the Democrat Party, and I think it's very concerning for our politics as a whole.
It's sad because you look and you say, what is the vision of the Democratic Party? I mean, these things that were bulwarks of the party and their principles have all gone by the wayside. I mean, everything is just... talk about going nuclear. I mean, I hear every day people go, this is not, I don't recognize my party anymore. And it's not so much that they're leaving the party as much as the party is leaving them.
Yeah, and I think to a great extent, you know, that's contributed to the election of Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
You see people that in states that are not traditionally Republican, particularly Wisconsin and Michigan, really areas supporting Donald Trump because he has now taken on the mantle of a lot of those issues that used to be banner issues for the Democrats. But they are now, they've evolved past, you know, representing the little guy, representing the American worker. And those issues are now up for grabs, and Trump mm-hmm. is leading on them. And the people, and I think I have to trust, I always think the American people are smarter than politicians give them credit for, so I think
right.
we see what's going on here. Elections will tell us.
You know, without a doubt, and I agree with you, Rachel, I'm very optimistic that the American voter figured it out. I think they got duped a little bit in the midterms, sadly, and I think they're reevaluating the value of the mainstream media because, sadly, they've become, they've taken advantage of the First Amendment that calls for a free press. But what is, you know, partly assumed in having a free press is that it would be a fair press. And they're not. They've abandoned a core value and principle of what the First Amendment, insinuates, have they not?
No, there's a whole host of issues that they have now completely politicized. The First Amendment, free speech is one of them. And that's another very concerning development, that we're seeing across the board. So American voters are going to have to decide what kind of agenda they want, because they're giving very clear and different alternatives.
Well, and you're exactly right. It is clear. And people need to see and hear that if a politician, as Billy Graham says, you can always tell when a politician is lying. It's when their lips are moving. But outside of that, I mean, you know them by the works and what it is that they're telling you. And if they're telling you this is what they want to do, take them for their word and make a clear, discerning decision when it comes time to vote so that we can get this country back on track. Rachel Bavard, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Rachel, thank you as always. Appreciate the time.
My pleasure.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.